Okay, so let's start. I want to finish this sugya today. Next week, I want to go on to the Mishnah on Tehillim and Beis Kapara, what Yom Kippur is in Kapara. Yeah. So let's retrace our steps a little bit from yesterday, and then we'll take it a little bit further. So the Rishayim discussed, we saw yesterday, the Rishayim discussed a shaila that the Ravid brought up, which is if you have a choice between feeding a chayla and a vela or a shechting for him on Shabbos, which one is better? The chayla and the vela is an issekal. Shabbos is a chiyum miso. But maybe there are countervailing considerations. So we saw that the Ran brought a Ravid. There's two different nuschos, the Ravid, the way that the Rosh brings, and the Ravid that the Ran brings. There might be two different cases. There might be two different Ravids. Two different things that the Ravid talked about. In any event, the case that the Ravid, that the Ran's Ravid is talking about is where you don't have an avail in front of you. All you have is living animals. And you have a choice. You could shech the behema for the chayla, or you could have a guy shoot the behema in the head and give him a nevela. So which one is better? Nevela is only a chiyav lav. Amir lakim is only a drabonon. The nevela that will create will be a lav. If we'll shecht, we're going to be violating a misiv dei shemai. So which one is better? So the Ran said, b'shem the Ravid, that since there's no nevela here, so the Isra Imid Lefanenu is Shabbos. There's no Isra here. The Isra that we have in front of us that's preventing us from giving the Chayla meat is basically Shabbos. So Pikuach Nefesh is Matir, the Isra Imid Lefanenu. The Lashon of the Ravid is, the Isra Imid Lefanenu is Shovel Liyos Heter. The Isra that's Imid Lefanenu is converted into Heter. But the Isra Imid Lefanenu, the Isra that's not Lefanenu, does not get converted into Heter. So the implication is that if there would be a nevel in front of us, then that would be the Yisra'im Lefanenu, or at least that would also be the Yisra'im Lefanenu, so then maybe we would give him nevela rather than shchuta. At least it's possible. Even though the other Ravid, the Rosh's Ravid, said that even in a case like that, maybe it's not Mukhuch, Shabbos is Nitin Lidochis, but apparently that the Ravid wasn't so sure about. So without the extra suffix of the Ravid and the Rosh, that maybe Shabbos is Nitin Lidochis, but the pastor's the Ravid assumes that if you have an avail in front of us, that would also be the Yisra'im Lefanenu. We would give him the avail. But here, you don't have an avail in front of us, so it's not the Yisra'im Lefanenu. The Yisra'im Lefanenu is Shabbos. Kuch Nefesh converts Shabbos into a het. That kind of the Ravid. So first of all, we were dying in the Ravid, that the Ravid holds that the Kuch Nefesh, Shabbos by Kuch Nefesh is Hutra and not the Chuyil. Just major discussion and part of our discussion. First of all, the lashon of the Ravid is that way, that the Yisra'im Lefanenu is Shovel Liyos Heter. That's certainly a lashon of Hutra. And we're over the Sfar of the Ravid, that somehow the Isra gets, only the Isra Shel Lefanenu is the one that becomes Mutter, is a Sfar L'chayr in Hutra. In the Chuyo, if you hold the Chuyo, then nothing really happens to the Isra. It's not converted into anything. We have an overriding concern of Pikuach Nefesh that allows us to violate Isur. So what's the difference if this is Eimel Lefanenu or this is Eimel Lefanenu? We have Pikuach Nefesh. It takes precedence over Yisurim. And let's take the Yisur HaKal. The Yisur HaKal is Nevela. Let's go the root of the Yisur HaKal. So only if you hold it Hutra, there's some kind of magic that the Yisur gets zapped into a Heter. Pikuach Nefesh zaps the Yisur and turns it into a Heter. And that has a certain direction. It depends what it's being aimed at. Pikuach Nefesh has to be aimed at a particular Yisur. So says the Ravid Asvar, Pikuach Nefesh is aimed at the Isra Eimed Lefanenu. It's not aimed at the Isra She'eimed or Eimed Lefanenu. So this Nevela is not Eimed Lefanenu. It doesn't get converted into Heter. Shabbos is Eimed Lefanenu. It gets converted into Heter. So from the Etzem Asvar of the Ravid, you see that Pikuach Nefesh is Sutra and not the Chuyot, number one. And number two, we see also this notion in the Ravid that Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra, I mean Shabbos, but Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra. Pikuach Nefesh is Matir Isurim, but it's not Matir, it's only Matir the Isra Eimed Lefanenu. That's also Maduyik and Ravid. And then there's a third thing that's Maduyik and Ravid, is that the Ravid holds that not only is Pikuch, that Pikuch Nefesh is Matir Isurim, not only is it Matir Shabbos, but it's Matir Nevela also. If the Nevela would be Eimel Lefanenu, then Pikuch Nefesh would be Matir Yisra Nevela. So it's La'apuke, the Sfar that's floating around, we'll see later, we saw already a little bit before in the Maram, La'apuke from those who want to say that you only say hutra by suri gavra, not by suri chefza. In the Ravid, you see not the way. The Ravid holds that there's no distinction. Shabbos is nisa gavra. Nevela is nisa chefza. The Ravid is not distinguishing. This is nisa gavra, it's hutra, this is nisa chefza, so it's tchuyu. No such distinction. The Ravid is mechalak. Shabbos is oimel lefaneinu, nevela is not oimel lefaneinu. So Shabbos is hutra, nevela not. But if the nevela be oimel lefaneinu, then nevela would be hutra. Then I would go the route of nevela. So smuchach and Ravid, if the Ravid holds that pikuach nefesh is hutra, not only in regard to Shabbos, but in regard to nevela as well. So that's a very big chiddush, because we'll see later, a lot of places can say that even if pikuach nefesh is hutra, it's only for Shabbos and not for Yisuri Chavtza. Only for Shabbos and not for nevela. Nevela vad is dechuyah. And in the Ravid you see that it's not so. Everything is hutra, both Shabbos and nevela, except that it has to be the Yisur HaEmir lefaneinu. So we asked in the Ravid, how do you understand the din of akala kal tchilo? The Gemara says that if you have a choice between tevel and nevela, you give him nevela because akala kal tchilo. But if it's hutra, then there's no isekal, no isechomer. The issue is mutter. The issue was converted into heter. So there's no isekal, there's no isechomer. Everything is heter. And the emes is the goin in simin yoredeh simin kuf nun hey. That's one of the riots that he brings. Isurim by Pikuch Nefesh are Dechuyah from the Din of Akala Kal Tchila. So what does the Raivah do with that? So yesterday I suggested, I still think this has to be the shot, that the Raivah would answer, Mimokim Shabbos, since you see in the Raivah that even though Pikuch Nefesh makes Hutra, but it only makes Hutra to the Yisra'im of Lefaneinu, meaning Pikuch Nefesh is Matir one Isur, it's not Umatir all Isurim, it's Matir the Isur that's Aymid Lefaneinu. So who had been the Ravid hold that when you have an Isser Kal and an Isser Chomer Lufanenu, Pikuch Nefesh is not Matir both, it's only Matir one, and which one is it Matir? The lower grade Isser, the Isser Kal, not the Isser Chomer. Because once the Ravid is Mechadish for us, that the Hutra is not universal, the Hutra is only directed at a particular Isser, so the Ravid tells me it's only directed at the Isser Eimid Lufanenu, not the Isser She'eno Eimid Lufanenu. But we could use the same idea to explain the Din of Akal HaKal Tchilo. That Pikuch Nefesh is Matah, the Yisra HaKal, before it's Matah, the Yisra HaChomer. That's in regard to the Ravid. Now, we also saw the Maram, the Rosh Bo, the Maram, Mirutenberg. The Maram Mirutenberg said, he's not talking about the case where the Nevela is not Lefaneinu. The Maram is talking about the case in the Rosh where the Nevela is Lefaneinu. We have a Nevela Lefaneinu, but we could also Shech Dan Shabbos. We have a choice, give him the Nevela Lefaneinu or Shech Dan Shabbos. So the Rosh, first of all, brought a Ravid that probably should give him the Nevela, like the Shoyal, should give him the Nevela, it's Yisra'a Kal. But the Ravid said, maybe not, maybe the Shabbos, this, even in such a case, maybe this is for the Shabbos and Nitin Lidochis. Either it's Nitin Lidochis for the Shoyla, because we do other things for the Shoyla, or it's Nitin Lidochis for a Kotlin B'Saif Olam, which is exactly what that means. But the Maram Rutum said a different reason, that we shecht for him on Shabbos and we don't give him the Nevela. He said, because Pikuch Nefesh, Shabbos, in the case, Shabbos by Pikuch Nefesh is Hutra. And he compares it to Eichel Nefesh is Hutra, and therefore you're allowed to do it. And we don't say, well, let's look for an Isra HaKal. Eichel Nefesh is Matir Shechita, period. And who had been? Shabbos, Pikuch Nefesh is Matir Shechita. It's like Kechel, becomes Kechel, and it's Ehet Gomer. So therefore we should Shecht on Shabbos. Not give him a nevela. So the Mishmeir asked, basically, what is the Maram saying? He's saying hutra. Pikuch nefesh is hutra. Well, if pikuch nefesh is hutra, so then Shabbos becomes mutter and nevela also becomes mutter. So why shecht on Shabbos? Give him nevela. So the Maram says we shecht him. We don't give him nevela because Shabbos is hutra. So nevela is also hutra. May umi hai, may I? That's the Mishmeir's kasha. So we wanted to say that, and I said it's not my invention. The Asman Deraisa in Klal Yud brings this B'Shem Achreinim. I don't know which Achreinim he means, but he says Achreinim, right? That the Pshat Numeram is that even though that only Shabbos is Sutra, but Nevela is Dechuyah. Shabbos is Sutra, but Nevela is Dechuyah. What's the Pshat? Because Shabbos is an Isser Gavra, and Nevela is an Isser Chefza. An Isser Gavra, once you're allowed to do it, So then there's no iser. What does isagarva mean? Isagarva means you're not allowed to do it. If now the Torah said that pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos, so if pikuach is no doicha Shabbos, then you're allowed to do it. So then if you're allowed to do it, then in what sense is it usur? It's not usur in any sense. Mashenki nevela, the Torah said you're allowed to do it because it's tchuyah. At the very least, it's tchuyah. Fine. So pikuach nefesh allows you to eat a nevela because it's tchuyah. But the nevela is still a nevela. It's still a chetz shel iser. So it doesn't become not a nevela. The chetz shel nevela remains a chetz shel nevela. So nevela, that's still called tchuyah, and it's not called hutra. So Shabbos pikuach nefesh makes it into a hutra. Nevela pikuach nefesh only makes it into a dchuyah. So better to shecht on Shabbos, which is a hetter gomer, rather than tina nevela, which is only going to be a dichuy. That's how the Asim Deraisa quotes Shem Dechayim had a masbir the Maram. So yesterday I said I wanted to read that into the Hemshich of the Maram. It's not just a Svar B'Alma, but we could read it into the words of the Maram, because the Maram continues, and the Maram says that Shabbos is like a Chal Nefesh, and it's Hutra. And then the Lashon of the Maram was, V'heichad yiketrei yisuri machilim yisei hakal. V'shchuto ha-maychal mutra, aval nevela ha-maychal atzmi osir v'ayu revir alei. So what did the Maram say? First he said the Shabbos is Hutra. And then he says, the din is that when maychal, you have to assume y'maychal yisei hakal. Which hagufa? You just told me hutra. So why are you talking meichel in the kal? If it's hutra, then why are you meichel in the kal? And then he says, and by shchutu the meichel itself is mutter, but the nevela the meichel has an ayah the isur of yale. Of course, by shchutu the meichel is mutter, but the shchit is also. So, and what's this ayah the isur? What's he throwing in this lion theme over here? That the nevela has an ayah the isur. So I said, the pshat maram is this vort of the asim deraisa, of the asim deraisa b'shem achayim. That's exactly what the Maram is saying. The Maram is saying by Shabbos, once you're allowed to do it, so there's no Isser. Because if you're allowed to do it, Shabbos l'chatchil is just a thing that you're not allowed to do. And now you're allowed to do it. So there's no Isser. It's not an Isser Kal. It's not an Isser at all. But Nevela, even if you're allowed to eat it, you are allowed to eat it. It's Tchuyah. But it's still a Chefta Shel Isser. It still has an Ayah D'Isser Revile. Ayah D'Isser Revile is a fancy way to say what we would call a Chefta Shel Isser. So Nevela is still a Chefta Shel Isser. The shchuta is not a chefta shel iser. It's shech something on Shabbos. It's a chefta shel heter. So I have a chefta shel heter versus a chefta shel iser. But I should prefer the chefta shel heter. The same way I prefer akala kal tchilo. I rather eat the iser. I do the iser kal before the iser chomer. So here I do the thing which is a heter gomer before the thing which is a chefta, which is still. I do the thing which is hutra. It's heter gomer rather than the iser which is only dechuyah. So that's what I want to say yesterday, that the Maram is in fact saying the Feirush, this chiluk that the Achrayim used to, this chiluk of the Asvin, the Reis. So Emes, with this Svara, we could also explain the conflicting diyukim in the Lashon HaRama. He said a lot, the Lashon HaRama is Shver. The Lashon HaRama is that the Rambam prepared base of Shabbos. The beginning of Perek Beis. The Rambam. The Chuyah Shabbos is al sakonis tefosos kashak ol mitzvus. So Rambam starts off that Shabbos by pikuach nefesh is Chuyah. But then, at the end of Halacha Beis, the Rambam concludes, Klolish Shaldova, Shabbos Lagabe Chelu Sheish Mistakona, Hareu Kechel Choladvorim Shu Tzorachlem. It's Kechel. Kechel, that's the Lashon of Hutra. The Maram, when he wants to say the word of Hutra, says Chel. It's like Echel Nefesh, it becomes Kechel. So, Posach B'Dchuyo, V'Siyim B'Hutra. And the truth is, the Beis Yosef, in Arachayim's Shin Chof Ches, is Medayik from the Rambam, from the beginning of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds Tchuyah. On the other end, the Ramah in Shuva, Ayin Vav, is Medayik from the end of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds Hutra. So later has nafka midas. It's machlekes mechaber in the Rambam, also lahalacha. We'll see in a minute, in a few minutes. But al kaponim, so it's a stira. The Beis Yosef points to the beginning of the Rambam. Tchuyi Shabbos esil sakonis nefasos kashakol esur. The Rambam points to the end of the Rambam that Shabbos lagabe pikuch nefesh is kechel. So which one is it? The feed this word that we're saying in the Maram, that the Asam Daraisa says in the Maram, and that we're reading it into the, we're suggesting that it receives it into the lesson in the Maram. We could answer like this. Fundamentally, our point of departure is that all Yisurim are Dechuya. Not Hutra. It's not like Eichel Nefesh, which is Hutra. There's no Yisur in the first place. Pikuch Nefesh doesn't make a Hutra. Pikuch Nefesh makes a Dechuya. It's Dechuya Yisurim. Nevela, for example, does not become Hutra. It becomes Dechuya. Yisurim become Dechuyim. Shab Pikuch Nefesh is Dechuya Yisurim. But by Shabbos, since all it is in the Segavra, once it's Dechuya, it's Kechel, because there's nothing else. What does dochi mean? When we say that an issur is dochi, that doesn't mean that it's a b'di'evit. When we say pikuch nefesh, let's say nevela, we say pikuch nefesh makes the issur nevela dochi. Does that mean lechatchila you shouldn't do it? What do you mean? It's a mitzvah. G'dol Yisrael. You b'chal Shabbos, g'dol eat nevela. G'dol Yisrael after pikuch nefesh is a mitzvah. Ein lecha mitzvah g'dol Yisrael. Avad it's a mitzvah. So what do we mean that it's dochi? Dochi means that it's only that you're allowed to do it, but the Isser is still there. You're allowed to do it. It's a mitzvah to violate the Isser, but still called an Isser. So le'inyan, that if you have a way to do it better, you're mechapas a way to do it better. Le'inyan, that you look for the lesser Isser, not the mechomedic Isser, hakal akal. So that's what Tchuya and Hutra mean. But Tchuya is mutter. So by an Isser Gavra, once it's mutter, there's nothing else. So Shabbos is an Isser Gavra. So yes, it starts off Tchuyishi Shabbos Eitzel Pikuch Nefesh Keshar Kol Eisurim. But by Shabbos, once it's Tchuyah, it becomes Kechel. Because with what is it not Kechel? It's the whole thing was in this Gavra, and here the Gavra is allowed to do it. By Nevela, it's Dochi, but it doesn't become Keshchuto. It's still an Ayat Yisuri Revile. It's still Bosa Nevela. You're still eating Nevela. It's just that you're allowed to do it. So that's called Dochi. The Mela, you know, the word that we're saying over here, we'll call it the Asan Derisa's word. Asan Derisa says it, Shem Lachainim. I don't know which Lachainim. But we'll call it the Asan Derisa's word so we have a name for it. The Fila Asan Derisa's word, we're saying the point of departure, what Pikuch Nefesh has the Kayak to do, is to make a Dechil, not to make a Heter. The point of departure is the Etzem, Pikuch Nefesh makes a Dechil. But by Yisui Gavra, once you have a Tchuyah, that's it. There's nothing behind it. It's an Issa Gavra, you're not allowed to do it. Tchuyah means you're allowed to do it. If you're allowed to do it, that's all there is. So Mimele becomes Kechel. By Yisui Chefza, you're allowed to do it, but it blibes an Avela. Since it remains an Avela, so therefore it's called, there it's Taka, it remains stuck at being a Tchuyah. By Shabbos, once it's Tchuyah, it becomes Mutter, so to speak. In a way, we say, by Shabbos, so to speak, by Shabbos, once it starts off as a Dechuyah, but since it's only a Segavra in the first place, so if it's Dechuyah, it's Mutter. So that will be a reconciliation of the language of the Rambam from the beginning to the end. Shabbos is Dechuyah. That's Taka the Kayach of Pikuch Nefesh. They make a Dechuyah, Keshar Kol Eisur. But once that's true, then Shabbos becomes Kechel. So the Chayyah, there could be a big Rebach in this. We were oimid, earlier on, the Gemara said, we have a din of akala kal tchilo. V'maychel oisei akala kal tchilo, uber sheiricho, v'maychel her, akala kal tchilo. Gemara said by the Brisa, uber sheiricho, on pay bays, that you give her first the chatz shir and then the shir. And we have by us, akala kal tchilo, yishoch se bulmus, v'maychel akala kal tchilo. The Rambam brings the din of akala kal tchilo in Hilchos Machalos Asuras in Perek Yudalet. He brings the din. Somebody's ochsei bumas v'maychel oisei akala kal tchilo. First in nevela before tevel and shvius before nevela and shvius before tevel and so on and so forth. In Hilchos Shvius Asur by Yom Kippur, the Rambam does not bring the din of akala kal tchilo at all. Meaning, what would be akala kal tchilo? In Kippur, everything is the same Isser. It's all the food, the right of it, it's all the same Isser. But Chatzishir is an Issachal. The Rambam says in Macholas Asuris that a Chatzishir is an Issachal. In Hilchas Macholas Asuris, the Rambam says that if you give him a Chatzishir of Nevela before you give him a Shir of Nevela, because Chatzishir is an Issachal. Why didn't he say it by Yom Kippur? You should have said it by Yom Kippur Mosa. First you give him a Chatzishir, then you give him a Shir. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Shulchan Aruch says it, but the Rambam doesn't say it. So we were talked about it in the past. Why did the Rambam not bring the din of that you should give him a Pachos Mikashir by Yom Kippur? The din, all the Rabbanim know, every Rav knows Yom Kippur, somebody's a Chayli giving Pachos Mikashir first. The Rambam doesn't have it. Why not? So earlier on, I think last week, 2 weeks ago, I don't remember anymore, I wanted to say a fancy word that the Rambam holds that by Shari Surim Chachashir is an Issachal because it's only Archoka Deraisa, Aschazel Surufi. But the Rambam holds that in Yom Kippur, Chachashir is also Be'etzim, based on the Yerushalmi, that in Yom Kippur, even Ishlokish is made that Chachashir is also. So if it's also Be'etzim, it's not called an Issachal. So in Yom Kippur, the Rambam holds that Chachashir is not an Issachal. So there's no din that you give him Dafka Chachashir. You don't give him more than he needs. That's true anyway. You don't give him 3 Kazesim if it's enough for him too. But there's no din to Dafka give him a Pachos Mikashir. So for example, if he needs a 3 Kazesim, there's no din that you give it to him slowly so that it shouldn't be a Kazais Pachilis Pas or Kasevis Pachilis Pas. Because there's no din of Chachashir and Shir. There's no din of Isser. There's no Mitzias of an Isser Kalan Yom Kippur. That's what I wanted to say then. But Lefi, what we're saying now, we can say a different terence. And that is that the holding of a Kala Chal Tekilo is only when you have Yisuri Chevtso, like Nevela, Tevel. Those are Yisuri Chevtso. So then there's the din of a Kala Chal Tekilo. Yom Kippur is in Nisagavra. Not eating on Yom Kippur, it's like not being Mechal Shabbos. In Nisagavra. And by Shabbos, we said that even though it starts off as a Tchiyah, but once it's Dochri, so it's Kechol. So Yom Kippur also, once it's Dochri, it's Kechol. If it's Kechol, there's no din of a Kala Chal Tekilo. And it would actually come out good. The Beis the Mechaber, who does bring the din of Pachas Mikashir on Yom Kippur, is Lishitosoi, that he holds that, I told you the Beis Yosef pointed to the beginning of the Rambam, and he said, Pikuch Nefesh is only Dechuyah, not Hutra. We'll see later during this, later on, hopefully, that other Rayas also, that the Mechaber passes that Shabbos is Dechuyah. Pikuch Nefesh is Dechuyah. Even though it's in Issachar. So if it's the chuyah, so there's the nevakala kalchila. So he passes in kippur. There's the nevakala kalchila. First, given pachas mikashir. But the Rambam himself, I'm saying maybe like the Rama, that the Rambam really says that the end of the Rambam is the main thing. Kechelu. It starts off as a tchiyah, but then it winds up kechel. So mele is taka no din pachas and yom kippur is no din pachas mikashir. So that would be a revach in saying this mahalach in the Rambam too. The same mahalach that we said in the Maram. The Asin Deraisa says in the Maram that we wanted to read it into the Lashon of the Maram. We can read it into the Lashon of the Maram too. Shabbos is the Chuyah and Melech Kechel. That's the Pshat. How does it go from being the Chuyah to being Kechel? Because by Yisuri Gavra, that's all there is. If it's Dochi, you're allowed to do it. If you're allowed to do it, it's Kechel. And if it's Kechel, then it's no Dinah Kala Kal Tchilo. Only by Nevel and Tevel and Yisuri Chepsa, there you have Dinah Kala Kal Tchilo. Okay, so far, very nice. However, I'm not 100% sure that this is really the right pshat in Maram. In Rambam, it's very geshmak, but that this is the pshat in the Maram, I'm not so convinced. For a few reasons. Let's take a look at the lashon in the Maram, maybe. Give me a second. Okay, so the Maram said, here's the Maram. Rabbeinu Meir. Okay, here's the Maram. Rabbeinu Meir Heishu B'tshuva Azeh. Behavi Dimin Me'echel Nefesh B'yomtev. He put it right from Me'echel Nefesh. Echel Nefesh, Shavada, you don't try to give him a Isra Kal. You just shecht for him because it's the Torah said Echel Nefesh is Mutter. Because once Teres Echel Nefesh is Mutter, Havli, don't call Echel Nefesh beyond the Kemay Bechel. But Chanami, Kevin Shetir Terep Pikuch Nefesh, Havi Kol Meloch, Shaisa Bishabas, Bishul Chayla, Shaish Bishakana Kila Soi Becha. If the Pshat in the Maram is, as we were saying, that Pikuch Nefesh Be'etzem only has a Kayach to be Doche, has a Kayach of Tchil. And by Yisuri Chefza, therefore, it's just called Dochi. Shabbos, once it's Dochri, since it's Nisa Gavra, so there's nothing else, so Mimele it becomes Hutter. So that is not Doimit Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh is not a Dechir that becomes converted into a Hutter. Eichel Nefesh of Adad, the Torah never asked it. Like he says himself, the Torah never asked it, Melechas Eichel Nefesh. A Torah, Tirlon Eichel Nefesh, Beyontav. The Torah never asked it. Eichel Nefesh, the Torah said, Achashi Yosu Eichel Nefesh, Ulavad Yosuchem, the Torah didn't ask him Eichel Nefesh and Yontav. Eichel Nefesh Shavad is matir from the beginning, and if Pikuch Nefesh is like Eichel Nefesh, then it should be not a dechir that by Yisuri Gavra then gets converted into a hutra. It's a hutra from the get go because Eichel Nefesh is a matir. So then Pikuch Nefesh, if it's like Eichel Nefesh, should be a matir completely. It's mashmal that the Maram thinks that Pikuch Nefesh is be'etzim a matir. It's not that it's a be'etzim, it's only a doichel, like we were saying in the Rambam, that Shabbos is the chuyah of Pikuch Nefesh, k'shakal isur. He said that by Shabbos, once it's a chuyah, it becomes k'chol. It's not mashmal in the Maram. The Maram is mashmal that it's like Eichel Nefesh is not a dechuyah, but then once it's a chuyah, it becomes k'chol. Eichel Nefesh Avad is a heter in the beginning. It's a heter in its very essence, it's a heter. It's mashmal that Pikuch Nefesh the same way. Yeah, but then we're back to the problem. So why isn't the veil different? We'll have to see. But a component from the dimin toichel nefesh lechayr is a mashmoyis that the pshat in the Rambam is not exactly like we're saying. And also, there's a taina that if the pshat in the Rambam is like we're saying that Shabbos, even though it's a tchiyah, but the tchiyah becomes kechayl, but by nevel it's in the sechefza and by yisuri chefza it remains a tchiyah. It's a little bit. I mean, more than a little bit, sosim in the Maram. I mean, there's a lot here that the Maram is relying on us to figure out. That is this notion that a tchiyah by nisagavra becomes kechol, but by yisrei chevtsa doesn't become kechol. Yeah, lo nara, because he did say the word of ayah revia lo, and I was saying that's a fancy way to say yisrei chevtsa. So there is the notion of yisrei chevtsa in here. Not denying that, there is the notion of yisrei chevtsa in here. But he doesn't spell out that the din of Pikuch Nefesh is different by Shabbos than it is by Yisuri Chefza. That by Shabbos, Pikuch Nefesh is a matir, kechayil, and by Yisuri Chefza, like Ayid Yisuri, which means Yisuri Chefza, their Pikuch Nefesh is only a dechiyo. So we do the hutra rather than the dechiyo. That's not so spelled out in the Maram. Yeah, we can live with it, but that's on top of the original problem, that the din of Pikuch Nefesh doesn't sound like this word. And then I think there's another objection to this Mahalach. And that is that the Rashba in the Tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Siman Tov Reish Beit Tes, so the Rambam also brings the Shaila. And the Rashba says that he heard from Echem Migdoli Arabonim, it sounds like he means the Rosh, who told him over something from the Merami Rotenberg, that the Halachas that you shecht, rather than give him an Avela, Ela Shatam Sha'omali Mishmoi Cholush Ma'od. The reason that the Merami Rutenberg gave for it is so weak that I'll get any case for you. I'm not even going to tell it to you. Like Mishum Kvoidoy of the Merami Rutenberg, I'm not even going to tell you what silly thing he said. The person, this Rabbanim, who told it to me, the Rosh Lachari means, he agrees to the Psak for a different reason. He's not going to want to eat an Avela, so he's not going to eat it well. That the Rosh himself, we saw the Rosh says that. The linear says the Rashba, I think the answer is Shakol Toli b'machlekesim leim Shabbos tchuyu and leim Shabbos hutra etzul chayla. That's really totally in the debate whether Shabbos is tchuyu or hutra. If leim Shabbos hutra etzul chayla, if Shabbos is hutra by pikuch nefesh, then shechtum, then we shecht. Shliyos the Torah melech Shabbos etzul chayla, because then the Torah never asked it. The shechtum lechayla b'Shabbos, the kederech sheshechtum anu latzmenu. If Shabbos is hutra, why do we shecht? Because what's wrong with shechita? Shechita is mutter. So it's very awesome in the Rashba. The Beis Neir asks also on the Rashba. He says, what do you mean? If it's hutra, then the veil is also hutra. So the veil is also hutra. So why shecht and not give him the veil? Shema Toimar, maybe we'll say that he means in Echadami, you can do whatever you want. Shamas Sutra, Nevela Sutra, so do whichever one you want. There's no reason to prefer Nevela over Shchita because they're both Sutra. How could that be? There's a din of Akala Kalchilo. By Nevela, why is it in Akala Kalchilo? It's a Gemara for Eshers, then Nevela is before Tevel. So what's Pshat on this Rashba? So the Chayr in the Rashba, you have to say, this word of the Asim Deraisa, that there, when the Rashba says that Shabbos is Tchuyat Zil Pikuch Nefesh, that's Shabbos. Shabbos is Tchuyat Zil Pikuch Nefesh. But Nevela is only a Hutra. I'm sorry, the other way around. Shabbos is Hutra Zil Pikuch Nefesh. But Nevela is only a Tchuyat. Some for this reason, Shabbos in the Segavra, and the Veil is in the Sechevtsa. Chor, that's what we have to say in the Rashba. The same thing that we, the Chor, that's the Pshat in the Rashba. I mean, I don't have anything better. Well, if that's the Pshat in the Rashba, and that's the Pshat in the Maram, so then why was the Rashba so dismissive of the Maram? The Maram said exactly what he said. So you see that the Rashba apparently did not understand the Maram that way. The Rashba is saying this word. The Rashba is saying that Leilim is Tchuyah. But Pikuch Nefesh is a Doiche. But by Shabbos, once Pikuch Nefesh is Doiche Shabbos, so it becomes Bechel. It becomes Kechel. Shabbos becomes Utra. But Nevela blibes Tchuyah. But he doesn't think that that's what the Maram meant, because the Maram compared it to Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh is Be'etzim as a Koyach to be Matir, not only a Koyach of Tchuyah. So if it's like Echel Nefesh, then even Nevela will be Hutra. So then why? So then everything was Hutra, so why Shecht give him the Nevela? Yeah, so then what's Takap Shat? What's Takap Shat in the Maram? Well, the Rashba doesn't think that whatever the Pshat in the Maram is, that it's any good. But Akoponim, he didn't understand the Maram the way that Asandar Ais understood the Maram. Because then why did he not like the Maram? The Maram is the Rashba. Lachain, nearly, maybe a different shot than the Maram. Not like yesterday. La'olam, the Maram holds that v'chai behem, pikuch nefesh, is a makir. It's a matir in its fundamental nature. Not only Suri Gavra, but Suri Chevtsa. It's like Eichel Nefesh. The Torah did not ask their things, but Mokum Pikuch Nefesh. So everything is Hutra. Nonetheless, but the Gemara says Akala Kalchila. But the Gemara does say Akala Kalchila. The Rashba, the Maram holds that even if Pikuch Nefesh is Hutra, there's still a din of Akala Kalchila. Now, that's a little hard to understand. We'll come back to that. But this is the din of Akala. That's the goin. The goin time it can't be. If it's Hutra, then what Akala Kalchil? There's no Isikala, there's no Isichomer. Everything is Heter. But let's posit that, not the way, that the Maram holds that even though Pikuch Nefesh is Hutra, nonetheless, Nevela comes before Tevel, and Shvias comes before Nevela, because there's a din of Akala Kalchil, even though it's Hutra. Yeah, we could say maybe like we said yesterday in the Ravid, we saw that in the Ravid, but the Ravid also holds Sutra, and he holds even the Vela Sutra, and still is the Din of Akala Kalchilo. So how do we explain it in the Ravid? We said because even though it's a Din of, even though Pikuch Nefesh is a Matir, but it's only Matir one Isser. So it's Matir, the Isser Akal, it's not Matir, the Isser Achom. Yeah, maybe we could say it for the Maram too. Pikuch Nefesh is Sutra, but it's Matir, the Isser Akal, it's not Matir, the Isser Achom. Maybe that's the Hezber. Maybe some other Hezbollah, but Kaponim, let's take that as a, we'll posit that the Maram holds, everything is Hutra. Nonetheless, we give him the Yisra HaKal, not the Yisra HaChom. Here already, there's a difference between the Segavra and the Sechefz. Once the Torah was Matir Shabbos, so then there's no HaKal or HaChomer, because Shabbos, since you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, so with what is there, there's no Yisra here. That you could call it an Issachal or an Issachoma. Mashenkin by an Issachevtsa like Nevela, even though it's Hutra, Mutter means I am mutter to eat the nevela like Eichel Nefesh. I can eat the nevela if I'm, or he can, if he's a chayla, he can eat the nevela, no problem. But the nevela mitzad atzma is still a cheftz shalissa. Lagabe lamashal, other people can't eat it. It's a ayat isur of yelo. It's still called a nevela, it has a shem isur. And nafkaminis, other people can't eat it. The other people who eat it will be chayav malchus. So the nevela is a cheftz shalissa. I have the chayla has a heter to eat it because it's utra. A heter even, not even chuli, it's a heter gomer. But the nevela mitzad atzma is called an isur at a certain level. So nevela, if you have a choice between Basar that you shechted on Shabbos and a nevela, which one is Isra HaKal? They're all hutra. It's hutra across the board. It's hutra all the way down. But even in hutra, there's a nevela HaKal HaKal Tchila. You give him the chef, the Isra HaKal, not the Isra HaKomer. Isra HaKal means the chef to Shalissa HaKal, not the chef to Shalissa HaKomer. And by Shabbos, there is no chef to Shalissa. That's the meloch itself you're allowed to do. The basar itself is basar shchut, basar that was shechted on Shabbos. Basar was shechted on Shabbos, not a chef to Shalissa. The veil is a chef shalissa. It has an ayah the suravili. Other people aren't allowed to eat it. So which one is the Yisra? Is the Yisra Chomer? And the veil is the Yisra Chomer. Because the veil is a chef shalissa. Shabbos is not a chef shalissa at all. So the din of a kalakal tchilo, you give him the shchit, the boser shchuto that was shechted on Shabbos and not the boser neveil. That fits gevaldik into the lashon of the Maram. That's exactly what the Maram says. The Maram starts off and he says, you don't have to worry about the chaymer of the issa that you're doing. Because like Eichel Nefesh, and Eichel Nefesh is mutter, and you don't have to worry, I'm doing a bigger issa or a lesser issa. Once it's mutter, it's mutter. So I don't care, you're being Mechal Shabbos, which is a chiv skilo. You're not being Mechal Shabbos. You're doing a mitzvah of Pikuach Nefesh. So that's not an issue at all. Everything is hutra. And the veil, for that matter, is also hutra. It's all hutra. But now there's a different idling. Quite granted that it's all hutra, but there's still a din of Akal HaKal Tchilo. Which one is the issa HaKal? So that's the last two lines in the Maram. He says, yes, it's all hutra, but when you have two isurim, which one do you give him? You give him the Isra HaKal, meaning it's all mutter to him. But one of them is a cheftishal. Which cheftishal isur is a bigger cheftishal isur? Because that's the machilin Isra HaKal. We give him the lesser cheftishal isur. So he says, well, which one is the lesser cheftishal isur? The shchuta hamaychel mutter. The boss of shchut is mutter because there's no thing that boss that was shechted on Shabbos is a cheftzah shel iser, it's a cheftzah shel heter. Aval nevela hamaychel atzmei also, but by nevela the nevela itself is also ayud disur yirele. It has an ayud disur on it. The nevela the maychel is also. You're allowed to eat it because for you it's utra, but the nevela itself is iser. So which one is the hakal? Shabbos is the kal because Shabbos doesn't have a cheftzah shel iser at all. The nevela itself is still also as ayud disur. So in the dinim of Achal HaKal Tchilo, Shabbos is the Isra HaKal versus Shabbos is the Isra HaKal because it's not a Chav Tzishul Yisra at all, and Nevela is the Isra HaChomer. And that's what the Rambam is saying. The Rashba doesn't like it. I think the Rashba doesn't like it because the Rashba feels that if everything is Hutra, then there's no din of Achal HaKal Tchilo, like the Goyim. How does it make sense to say Achal HaKal Tchilo if everything is Mutter? If for me it's all Mutter and it's all Hutra, then who cares if it's a Chav Tzishul Yisra for other people? But for me it's all Mutter. Yeah, which is a horror, but I think that's what the Maram is. That in the Lashon of the Maram, that's mamish beautiful. Much more, I think, the Lashon of the Maram. This is better than what we said yesterday. Yeah, Ka'omer, we have to know with the Svara. If it's hutra, then why is there a din of akala kal tchilo? So I said a minute ago, maybe we could say what we said in the Ravid, that even though there's a din of even though it's hutra, but the Torah is only mata the Isra HaKal, the zapping. The Pikuach Nefesh zaps the Isra HaKal and turns it into Heter. The Isra HaChomer doesn't turn into Heter. I'm not sure that that's going to work in the Maram. Because if you're doing it that way, if that's the Cheshbon, that the Torah only zaps the Isra HaKal, it doesn't zap the Isra HaChomer, then L'chayr you have to measure the Chomer Isra, how usher it is before Pikuach Nefesh zapped it. Before Pikuach Nefesh zaps it, Shabbos is more Chomer than Nevela. After it gets zapped by Pikuach Nefesh and it turns into a heter, then Shabbos is mamish mutter and avail is l'chav tishalissa. But l'chayra, if we're going with this svar that I said in the Ravid, that the Torah only is mahapach l'heter, the Isser HaKal, and not the Isser HaChomer, so when I want to weigh which one should the Torah be matir, l'chayra, I weigh their chaymer the way they are before the Torah was matir them. Before the Torah is matir them with Pikuach Nefesh, Shabbos is mochomer. So that's, I don't know, I don't think that that svar that we said yesterday in the Rambam, it's going to work in the Maram. I think in the Maram it has to be that they're both mutra. The Nevela becomes mutter, and Shabbos becomes mutter. Everything is hutra. But even after it's hutra, there's still a din that we get with Maichelim, the Yisra'ach Kakala, not the Yisra'ach Hamo. We give him the Nevela, it's all mutter. The Nevela is mutter, the Tevel is mutter, everything's mutter. Like Eichel Nefesh. And yet there's a din that when Maichel is the Yisra'ach Kakala, not the Yisra'ach Hamo, either Ash B'taka is, doesn't understand why that should be true. Taka needs a Hezra. But in the lesson of the Maram, I think that's more mistaber. Everything became mutter. Nonetheless, there's still a din of machilim like the akal akal. Which one is the kal? Shabbos is the kal, because the whole notion of akal akal means the chefza akal. Doesn't mean the iser that you're doing that's more kal. You're not doing an iser at all. You're doing a heter. You're doing pekul nefesh, which is utra. You're not doing a ma'ase iser, but you're eating a chefza shel iser. And the whole din of akal akal tchila is said in the chefza. By definition, it's said in the chefza. Because, again, because nefesh is a matir, I'm allowed to do it. So you can't talk about hakal hakal in terms of the maisa. The maisa is mutug, is het gomer. Hakal hakal is only in terms of the chefza. So nevela is a chefza shalissa, ayat isu revele. Shabbos, what chefza shalissa? Hamaychal mutter. So mele, better to give him the maisa, better to give him basa shchuta than to give him basa nevela. Yeah, in Svar, there's still this nekuda. Why should that be true? If it's mutter gomer, if it's het the gomer to do, then why is there a din that we give him a chefs shel iser akal, not a chefs shel iser achomer? I don't know. Maybe it's less mitamta misalei. Any of that, but nonetheless, I think this is the emes of Shatan Maran. So it's not the same as the Rashba. The Rashba can say like Asim Deraisa. The Rashba holds that Shabbos is hutra and Nevela is not hutra. So you mechal Shabbos because that's hutra, but Nevela is an iser chefs. It's not hutra. But the Mara and the din of akal akal tchilu is said in nevela, because nevela tevel things that are yisurei chefza. So then there's no, they're only tchuyah. So they're only tchuyah given the yisurei akal. The Mara holds everything is hutra, even yisurei chefza hutra. Even yisurei chefza hutra. Nonetheless, the din of akal akal tchilu. Okay. Fine. Before we leave the sugya, so I just wanted to give you some ideas. You should know a little bit about the issue of hutra and the chuyah in Shulchan Aruch. Without saying any chidushim, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Milo, in Siman Reis Samach Vav, Shulchan Aruch says that the shah is like this. You're doing a bris milah on Shabbos. Now, the minhag used to be that by a bris milah, they would be mechabed as many people as they could. They wanted to give out a lot of kibbudim. So they would be mechabed one person to do the milah, and they would be mechabed another person to do the priya. You know, milah has two parts. There's the ora milah and the ora priya. So they would give it to two people. So the Beis Yosef was asked, what about on Shabbos? So Beis Yosef is mechadish on Shabbos, since there's a chil Shabbos involved. So it's better to do the bris milah. It's better that as few people should do the chil Shabbos as possible. So therefore, it's not right to have two people be mechal Shabbos. It's better to have only one person be mechal Shabbos. That was the psak of the Beis Yosef, and that's how he passes in Shulchan Aruch. Beis Yosef is a medayeget from a lashon of Rashi. The Ramah and the Tshuva, Siman Ayin Vav, has all the riches about it. He thinks that the Diyak and Rashi doesn't start at all. The Diyak is the Gemara discusses what if a person is mal on Shabbos and he stops halfway, is he chayif kores for being machal Shabbos? So the Gemara, there's a having in the Gemara that if you only do half of the bris, then you chayif kores because there is a chil Shabbos. You didn't do mitzvahs milah and you're machal Shabbos, so you chayif kores. So the Gemara said, no, that's not called. That's not, you're not chayav kares, because you could say, look, I did half the mitzvah, let somebody else finish the mitzvah. Together we did the whole mitzvah, so why should I be chayav kares? What I did was half of the mitzvah, and I was expecting somebody else to finish. So that's not called, and you're allowed to do bris milah on Shabbos. So maybe it's not called the zechil Shabbos. So it's more in the Gemara, certainly that two people could do the milah on Shabbos and they're not chayav kares. But the Beis is Medayik from the Lashon of Rashi over there that you're not Chayiv, but it's Mashmah, but it's still awesome. Because I think that's the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says over there that that you're not Chayiv. So Beis Eisis Medayik, it only says in Rashi you're not Chayiv, it doesn't say it's Mutter. And the Amos says the Deek doesn't even start because Rashi is explaining the Gemara is not a Chayiv course, not Chayiv course. So the Gemara is explaining why you're not Chayiv course. Rashi says you're not Chayiv because you can say I did half and not the other. The other person didn't do it. They let somebody else do the other half. So Rashi's paralleling the Gemara. The need in the Gemara is a high of course, a not high of course. But once you're not high of course, why? Maybe it's mutul chatchila. So then the Rama says that he thinks the difference is the deacon Rashi goes away. So it says the Rama, okay, but let's think about it for ourselves. What's the din? It should be one person or two. Zok the Rama, I'll bring you a raya. When they did avoid in the base of Mikdash and Shabbos, Tamid and Musafim, they did it with many kayanim. Why do you say you should do it all with only one kohen? Let only one kohen be Michal Shabbos. Shema Taimar says the Beis Yosef. Shema Taimar. Well, let's stop there for a second. So the Ramah says, you see from the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash that since the Avodah is Deicha Shabbos, and they did it with many people. So the meal is also Deicha Shabbos. You could also do it with many people. You could have several people do the bris meal. So that's what the Ramah says in this Shuvah in Siman Ayin Vav. Says the Goyin over there in Hilchas Milah, Reis Samach Vav, that the Beis Yosef could answer that there's a difference between Avodah and bris meal. Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash was Hutra. Tamidim Musafim. Nobody says Tamidim Musafim were the Chuyah. That is Hutra. The Torah says every Shabbos is supposed to bring Tamidim. And every Shabbos is supposed to bring Musafim, but every Shabbos is a Tchiyah. Avada, that's a Hutra. That's built in. That you're supposed to bring Tamidim Musafim and Shabbos. Avada, that's a Hutra. But meal on Shabbos, not every Shabbos do you have a meal, not every meal is on Shabbos. That's not built in. It's not baked in that there has to be meal on Shabbos. That's a Tchiyah. The Torah said, B'yayim afilu b'Shabbos, that meal is Deicha Shabbos. So Tchiyah, so you said, therefore it's not the same. When you have a Hutra, so you could do it with one person, 10 people, it's all Mutter, so why not? But when you have a tchiyah, so there the Beis Yosef thought that if you have a tchiyah, better that fewer as few people as possible be Deicha Shabbos. Of course, this brings up the question, well, is meal a tchiyah hutra? Meal is also Deicha Shabbos. Is that a heter or is it a tchiyah? Says the Goyin, a raya, that meal is the tchiyah. Because the Gemara in Pehayim and Beis, one of the limudim for Pikuch Nefesh on Shabbos is from Milo. Mezek HaVachayimim, Madach Milo is Deicha Tzeras, and Tzeras is Deicha Shabbos. Madach Milo, which is Deicha Tzeras, no, how's it go? No, the Gemara says, Man Milo, which is Eiver Echad, I'm sorry, I'm confusing with something else. Man Milo is only one Eiver that you're doing a mitzvah with, and it's Deicha Shabbos. So Pikuch Nefesh, which is your whole body, with which you could do mitzvahs, about it's Deicha Shabbos. So Gemara says that we learn that because Gemara is doicha, maybe that's only sofik pikuch nefesh, but how do you know that's only vadi pikuch nefesh? How do you know sofik? Gemara says b'chay bem. But look upon him, the Gemara is a tzad. At least vadi pikuch nefesh that you learn it out from Mila. And pikuch nefesh says the guy in his tchuyah. She says pikuch nefesh is tchuyah, and which we know is machlekes, but the guy assumes pikuch nefesh is tchuyah. Says the guy, well, if the Gemara compares it, learns that one from the other, and pikuch nefesh is tchuyah. So it must be that Mila is also the Chuyah. So therefore, Mila and Shabbos, a package deal. If Shabbos is the Chuyah by Pikuch Nefesh, Shabbos is the Chuyah by Bris Mila. So Mila, that's the Beis Yosef, that you should be Mael, you should not give several people to be Mal. It's different than Avoida. Avoida is Hutra. Mila, like Pikuch Nefesh, is only the Chuyah. Then the Goyen goes on and says, and how do we know Pikuch Nefesh is the Chuyah? Maybe Pikuch Nefesh is Hutra. So he brings a Raya. From the Gemara in Menachas Samach Dalet that says that on Shabbos you're not allowed to be marbe b'shiurim. Meaning, let's say I have a choice. A chayla needs an apple. And I have on the tree an apple growing from a branch. And then there's another branch, I have two apples. So it's moving the Gemara that you should take off the stem, let's say it's the stem. You should take off the stem that has only the one apple and not the stem that has two apples, because you're being marbe b'shur. So that's right, that it's tchuyah, because if it would be hutra, then what's the difference? If you're allowed to do the malach of tzira, then what does it matter how many apples are on the tzira? If it's a big tzira, but a little tzira, it's one malach, it's one act of tzira, and if it's mutter, it's mutter. So right, that pikuach nefesh is tchuyon. So what the Goyim is referring to is, or what's connected to, is the Rishonim ask a story between two sugyas. The Gemara says in Beitza, and daf Yizayin, that ribui b'shurim is mutar b'yachal nefesh. If you're baking, if a woman is cooking and Yom Tov, so once she's cooking in a pot, she's allowed to fill up the pot with a whole bunch of pieces of meat, even though she only needs one. Once it's one act of bishul, even though this bishul is a full pot, and I don't need the full pot. But once it's one act of turning on the fire, so it's mutter on Yom Tov. But this Gemara says in Shabbos that ribui b'shurim is also on Shabbos. He says, Duran, no, it's not the same. Yom Tov is Eichel Nefesh is Hutra, because Nefesh is only the Chuyo. So in a Hutra, if this Maisa Bishul is Mutter, it's Mutter, you can add more things. But in a Dechiyo, you're not allowed to be Marvi Bishur. Taisus is a different Teretz. Taisus says that the Ribi Bishur and Shabbos is a Dinder Abonim. And they were only machmir on Pikuch Nefesh and Shabbos. They weren't, and Shabbos more chomer than Yom Tov. They were only machmir midrabbanan on Shabbos. They weren't machmir on Yom Tov. Shabbos is skila, and Yom Tov is not skila. So on Shabbos they were machmir to ask the Rebbe b'shiur, and Yom Tov they didn't ask the Rebbe b'shiur. So the Goyin is apparently going with the Shita of the Ran. He's going with the Ran's Havona, that the reason why not be mar b'shiur and Shabbos is because Pikuch Nefesh is only the Chuyah. So that's the Cheshmer of the Goyin. So it says the Goyin. So I have a Gemara. He's learning like the Ran. I have a Gemara that Pikuch Nefesh is Tchuyo, and the Gemara and Daf Pehei learns out Pikuch Nefesh from Mila, so it must be that Mila must also be Tchuyo. If Mila is Tchuyo, then the Beis Yosef is right, that it could be that you should do it with as few Milim as possible. It's not like Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, we've used a lot of Kohanim because that was Hutra. That's how the Goyin explains the Beis Yosef. It's interesting that Amo in that Shuvah, Sim and I involve, a lot of this the Amo himself talks through. But he talks through in the opposite direction. The Amo says that he thinks that you could have as many people do the Bris Milah. You can have many Mailim do the Bris Milah, L'chatchila, like you find by Avodah. And he says, he himself speaks out, maybe it's not the same, maybe Kuch Nefesh is Hutra. Maybe Kuch Nefesh is only the Chuyu, it's not like Avodah that's Hutra. So he says, no, Kuch Nefesh is also Hutra. And he said, I'm sorry, Mila. We're talking about Mila. The Ramah says that you could have many people do the Bris Mila. You could have many Mayalim, one to do with the Mal, one to be Perea, like be fine by Avodah. The Ramah himself speaks through. Maybe you'll say it's not the same. Maybe Mila is only Tchuyo. She says, no, Mila has to be Hutra. Because the Gemara learns that Pikuch Nefesh from Mila. So you see that they're the same. And Pikuch Nefesh is Hutra. And how do you know Pikuch Nefesh is Hutra? She's number one. I have a Maram. The Maram says that Pikuch Nefesh is Hutra, like Eichel Nefesh. Fairish Maram. We can add the Tshuvas, right? The Maram says Pikuch Nefesh is Hutra. Of course, we know others are Chayot. The Rashba is Chayot. The Rashba is Tchuyot. But he quotes the Maram. The Maram said Pikuch Nefesh is Hutra. And the Torah brings the Maram. The Torah brings that you should Shecht on Shabbos rather than give him the Vela because Pikuch Nefesh by Shabbos is Hutra. And then he said, number two, the Gemara says that Rebbe Shurim. Number two, the Gemara says that Ribi Shurim and Shabbos, that Pikuch Nefesh is also. And Taisa says it's only Nisid Rabbanon, but Minat Torah is the same as Eichel Nefesh. I mean, this machlekes Taisa's in the Ran. The Goyim took the Ran's position, and the Ramot says point to the Taisa. You see, the Taisa doesn't hold like the Ran. Taisa holds that Pikuch Nefesh is like Eichel Nefesh. It's Hutra. So therefore, the Ramah paskins that Pikuch Nefesh is Hutra, and then he points to the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's Kechel. Of course, the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Shabbos pointed to the same Rambam, and he looked at the beginning of the Rambam. Shabbos is the Chuyu. Beis Yosef l'shitosik that the Beis Yosef holds that the Goyin explained that Mila is Chuyu, and Mila has to be the same as Pikuch Nefesh because the Gemara learns that one from the other. So it must be that Pikuch Nefesh is also the Chuyah, which is what the Beis Yosef says in Hilchos Shabbos, and that's how he reads the Rambam. So the Kitzur comes out that we have two. It's Machlokes Beis Yosef and the Rambam. The Beis Yosef holds. It's Medayik in the Rambam. I mean, the Beis Yosef knows that it's Machlokes Rishonim, but the Beis Yosef is Medayik in the Rambam that Pikuch Nefesh is the Chuyah. The Beis Yosef holds likewise that Milo is the Chuyah, because everybody equates Milo and Pikuch Nefesh. The Gaon also equates Milo and Pikuch Nefesh because the Gemara in Pehe learns out one from the other. The Gemara learns out Pikuch Nefesh from Milo. Milo is an Eber Echon and Pikuch Nefesh is Kol Gufay. The Gemara learns out one from the other. So Mestom, they have the same Dharm. So if Milo is... So if Pikuch Nefesh is Tchuyah, then Milo is Tchuyah. If Pikuch Nefesh is Sutra, then Milo is Sutra. That equation everybody shares, as far as I know. But then the Shaila said, so that means that the Shaila whether Milo is Sutra Tchuyah is dependent on the Shaila whether Pikuch Nefesh is and that's the machlekes Beis Yosef and the Mechaber. The Beis Yosef reads the Rambam that Pikuch Nefesh is. I mean, they all know it's machlekes Yishayim, but have their Mechriya. The Beis Yosef saw in the Rambam that Pikuch Nefesh is Dechuya. The Beis Yosef is Mechriya Halacha, therefore that Mila is also Dechuya. And therefore the Beis Yosef paskins that since it's Dechuya, so you should do it with as few people as possible. And therefore he paskins Milchas Mila. You shouldn't have two different people divide up the bris milah. Whoever is mal should be pareya too. And that's also the Ran in Beitzah that the Ran says that pikuch nefesh is the chuyu. That's why you're not allowed to be marve b'shiur. That the goyim brought. And on the other end, the Ramah learns up in the Rambam that it's kechel. Like the end of the Rambam that it's kechel. He said, "Oh, Ezra, the Ram started off that it's the chuyu." So he said, "No, by nisagava once it's the chuyu, it becomes kechel." And therefore, the Ramah paskins that likewise, Mila is Dechuya. I'm sorry, therefore, the Ramah paskins that likewise Mila and Shabbos is also Hutra. Yeah, we could say the same thing. Maybe it starts off as a Dechuya, but once it's Dechuya, it's Kechel. So Mila is Hutra. Once Mila is Hutra, says the Ramah, then it's like the Kehanim in the Beis HaMikdash. You could have many Kehanim do the Avodah. You could have many Mayalim do the Bris Mila. So they go, that's how it goes. The Maaseh, the Ramah says that even though he thinks the Beis Yosef is wrong, but he says, it's nochin lehachmir and have one mile do the whole bris milah. So Ashita said it's the chuyah. So he says, you might as well do like the Beis Yosef. But Me'ikir Adin, the Ramah holds that really it's hutra, mila is hutra on Shabbos, pikuch nefesh is hutra on Shabbos, and you could do the bris milah with as many people as you want. So yeah, I thought, L'chored, I had a aura. In Hilchos Yom Kippurim, the Mechaber paskins that you give him a pachas, you give him pachas pachas mikashir, because you give him a kala kal tchila. Yom Kippur is an Issagavra. So why do you give him a kala kal tchila in an Issagavra? The Teretz Beis Yosef is l'chitosei. The Beis Yosef holds that even that Pikuch Nefesh is tchuyah. If Pikuch Nefesh is tchuyah, you should give him a kala kal tchila. According to the Ramah, that Pikuch Nefesh is Hutra and Shabbos. So the Chari and Kippur is the same thing. They're both Issagavra. So Yom Kippur should also be Hutra according to the Ramah. So the Fila Ramah, the Chari and Yom Kippur, there should not be a din of Akala Kal Chila. There should be no din to give Pachas Pachas Mikashir. So why was the Ramah Shaisik to the base to the Mechaber that in Yom Kippur you give him Pachas Pachas Mikashir? The Fila Ramah, Pikuch Nefesh is Hutra. If Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra, so then there shouldn't be a din of Akala Chatchila. Even though by Nevela is, because Nevela is an Issachevtz, that we went through. But by Issagavra, if it's Hutra, but by Issagavra, it's Hutra. Shabbos is Hutra. So Yom Kippur L'chari is also Hutra. So if it's Hutra, so the Rama ought to paskin that there's no din of Pachas Pachas Mikashir. Like the Rama's Medui Taka, we saw in the Rama, the Rama didn't bring the din of Pachas Pachas Mikashir on Yom Kippur. So I thought maybe it's not so terrible because since in Hilchas Milo the Ramah said that even though he thinks really the Beis Yosef is wrong, but he said Nochin Lahachmir, that means that even the Ramah who thinks that Shabbos is Hutra and Milo is Hutra, but he says Nochin Lahachmir like the tzad of Dechuya. So maybe in Kippur also he's shoysik to the Mechaber that it's Nochin Lahachmir to give Pachas Pachas Mikashir. You could argue it's not the same. Bris Milo, it's Nochil Lahachmir because what does it hurt? We'll have one mile and not two. One less kibbutz, big deal. But by a chayla, maybe we shouldn't look for chumras on the back of the chayla. But that's so terrible. We're not talking about where it's going to endanger the chayla. If it's going to endanger the chayla, then nobody would say you give pachas mikashir. Obviously, we're talking about a case where giving pachas mikashir doesn't endanger the chayla. But is it an inyan? I know the chayla needs to eat three kazaisa, but it doesn't matter if he eats it over an hour or eats it over 10 minutes. So the mechaber says, given pachas pachas mikshir, stretch it out because the hakala kal chila. And the Rama really, in theory, wouldn't agree because the Rama really holds sutra, and if it's sutra, you don't have such a notion. But doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt to stretch it out. So toiv lahachmir, same way by brismilus, toiv lahachmir. So over here also is toiv lahachmir, you give him pachas pachas mikshir. That's it'll come out. It'll come out an interesting thing that this din of giving pachas pachas mikshir on Yom Kippur, according to the Rama, is really only a chumra. The ikra din, it shouldn't be necessary. That would be an interesting chiddush. So that's how lechayr it's going to come out. And l'gufa nidoin avad it's machayk shishayim. Whether it's pikuch nefesh is hutra or itchuyo, we know it's machayk shishayim. The Ram said beferish that it's hutra. The Rashi and the Shuvah said beferish that it's a sofek, it's a machaykes. And he said he comes down on the side of tchuyo. The Ran and Beitzus is beferish pikuch nefesh is the tchuyo. The Rambam, we have this Diuk Rosaisim, starts off that it's the Chuyah, but then he says it's Kechel. So we had a Mahalach in the Rambam, but the Beisaisim doesn't accept that. That Mahalach Beisaisim learns the Rambam that it's Taka the Chuyah. The Ravid, we were Medayik in the Ravid that it's Sutra. It's Nasa, it's, what was lost in the Ravid? Nasa, it's Shobeheter. It's Shobeheter Goma. The Ravid holds Sutra. So there's no question that it's machaikas. It's a machaikas shayin whether pikuch nefesh is sutra itchuya. In the achrol lahalocha, the machaber is it comes down that it's the chuya, like his reading of the Rambam, and the Rama comes down that it's hutra, like his reading of the Rambam and the Maram. So the nafkamina is nuchas mila whether there's an inyan to give a dafka to one mile and not to two. The Rambam himself says Tov L'Hachmir. And I'm adding that L'Chor is Nafkamin on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur L'Chor is the same thing. It's also in the Segavah. It's Nafkamin on Yom Kippur, where there's a dinner, Pachas Pachas Mikashir. The Rambam doesn't bring it. That would work very well with the reading of the Rambam, that it's Kechel, that it's Hutra. The Mechaber says it, that's the Mechaber who holds that Pikuch Nefesh is the Chuyah. So the Chuyah, you do Pachas Pachas Mikashir. I'm adding that the Rama is shaysik to the Mechaber in that because he holds anyway Tov L'Hachmir like the Mechaber, so here also is Tov L'Hachmir. Okay, so that's a wrap. That's a wrap for this sugya. It's Hashem, next week we're going to go on to the Mishnah Peheyam and Beis. Everybody Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi.